Hey folks, it's JD here with another episode of Ed Chat, the Daugherty County School System's official podcast. And guess what? It's recruiting season. That means that career fairs are all around us and people are looking for jobs and looking at vacancies and all kinds of things. And so today we talk with Jill Addison, the director of HR for the Daugherty County School System, about some exciting new opportunities that are popping up if you happen to be looking for work in the education field. Hey everybody, this is J.D. Sumner here with the Daugherty County School System Community Relations Department, here with Jill Addison, the Director of Human Resources, to talk a little bit about some things that are coming up around the bend. Hey Jill, how you doing?
Hey J.D., thank you so much for inviting me. I'm super excited about the things that we have going on in the Daugherty County School System, and I always love to share the exciting things that we have moving forward with our HR department and our employees and things that we have to offer to make this the best place to work.
Awesome. Yeah, you probably have like the most difficult job in the whole school system, managing 2,000 employees and working with everybody from the person who walks in the door the first day to the seasoned administrator who's been here forever. So it's kind of a tough gig.
There's not a better job on the planet. I get to interact with so many amazing people that have wonderful experiences that I get an opportunity to listen to, bounce ideas off of, so that there's not a better place to be for
That's
me
awesome. Anyway. That's awesome. I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoy it. You do a really good job trying to keep everybody in line, and then also kind of like you're doing now, going out and telling people about the great reasons why they're hard to work for our district. I mean, there's numerous reasons to come to work for a public school district these days, and ours in particular. And so, but we have some things coming up. What's on the horizon for you?
Well, this Saturday, actually, we have a virtual career fair, and this just allows us to open our doors to so many different possibilities as far as our reach. It is super exciting to be able to share what Daugherty County has to offer and allow it to be not just across the country, but nations. Last year, we had the Virgin Islands that were represented. We had Puerto Rico that was represented. So this virtual career fair really does crosses all borders, if we want to even say that right now. So it's super exciting to be able to share what we're doing here and allow potential employees an opportunity to talk to principals and leaders about vacancies and areas that they can also grow once they get into our school system.
And I think what's kind of cool too is that if I'm a job seeker, you know, I get to interact with the person I'll be working with, right? So the administrator in the building. And so there's opportunities for video chats, there's opportunity for one-on-one discussions that you may not otherwise get if you just go to a regular job fair or some kind of other event. So I really think that's kind of a cool part of that.
And our principals also love it. It gives them some opportunity to make connections, like you mentioned, that you might not otherwise in a big setting where we're in person, where a lot of people are, a lot of moving pieces there, that this virtual career fair really does give them some quality time. And they have a team of administrators and people at the school that help them spend their time wisely and be able to reconnect and share information where they could set up additional interviews or additional conversations. So it has opened up a lot of opportunities for us when we talk about outreach and really be able to put Daugherty County on the map as far as just even asking questions, where is this, what jobs are located? And again, going back to being able to grow in your profession and the impact that you'll make, not just in Daugherty County, but with students in our system.
Yeah, that's awesome. What would you say? You are a former administrator. You've been in the schools and doing things. What are some of the key things for job seekers to bring to the table when you're looking to hire somebody?
Well, obviously, communication is a huge piece to that, because you want to communicate your desire to work for the district. With that, you also want to be able to ask the right questions, because you do want to have a right fit. And sometimes those questions are kind of left off the table, and you have to follow up with that. But those are things like, if what do you want to teach? You need to communicate that. What areas are your strengths? Because once you go from elementary school, when you get into that middle school and high school, there's different content levels. So you definitely want to communicate that. But when we are looking for potential employees, we're looking at that desire to change lives. And obviously in a positive way, when we talk about changing lives, there's a couple of ways to go with that. But we believe that our students are the best, and our teachers bring that best out in them. And that's who we're looking for, that person that loves to teach, that wants to impact our community and give that confidence to our students that they can, as they continue to grow in education, they'll be able to do the same thing when they get a job, that they'll be able to impact lives and change communities.
Flip it around a little bit from a job seeker's perspective. Why might somebody be interested in working for the Daugherty County School System?
My question would be, why not? There are so many things that we offer here as far as, we have 21 schools and then some programs. So number one, you have a variety of schools to look at from our 14 elementary, and then you move to our middle and then our high school, and then we have a career academy. So number one, there you have this variety that you're not put in a box between our magnet schools and the different programs that we offer. We have our professional learning is top notch, and I can attest to that. I'm part of that community and on a couple of different levels. We have a new teacher induction program that only gets stronger and stronger every year as we layer in support from mentors to instructional coaches and then admin. And then you have this amazing opportunity to grow in your career, whether if that's a teacher leader, an instructional coach, if you want to go to an administrative path, we have an aspiring leaders program that you can, you apply for and get in, and then there are situations that link you to just build your abilities and allow you to grow in the profession, where you're getting better every day. And I think that's an amazing opportunity. A lot of school systems can't say they have all of the support and the ability to grow at the same time. And again, I'd say, why not? Why not come and work for us? Work with us, really. I'd rather like to say work with us, not for us, but work with us.
Well, it seems like there has been a real concerted effort over the last couple of years. As an employee, I can kind of see this, where we're really trying to put an emphasis back on valuing the employee, valuing their opinion, making sure they have a positive experience while they're with us, and making sure that they have an impact. I know of no other school district that kicked off their school year with a giant party, tailgate themed party out at a local college campus. But we did, and it was great. And a lot of people had a blast. We were recognized as having the best overall employee event of any business in Daugherty County. So that's kind of cool. And then since then we've had these social emotional events every month that've kind of helped employees blow off a little steam, because teaching is hard, and it's one of the most difficult professions out there. There's a lot of stress on teachers and administrators, and in the pandemic, I think just made things worse. I think we have an administration that acknowledges that and is working to try and, where it can, let people blow off a little bit of steam and have some fun. And because if you're not enjoying what you're doing, are you really having the kind of impact that we want you to have? Right. That's part of it.
Yeah. I think that is a key piece to the puzzle as we begin to even look at how our mindsets have changed since COVID. We always knew that supporting our teachers and our staff and recognizing them was an extremely important part of the puzzle, but really, really honing in on that piece and putting together the tiny pieces that make it the big piece, if that makes any sense, has really been part of our plan as far as our outreach plan for our current employees. We know that employees are going to stay in a job that they feel valued, that they feel cared about, and that somebody is listening to their thoughts, even their complaints. You know, everything's not always great on any given day. And you need an outlet to be able to express that. And I do feel, and you mentioned that we have an administration that has put things in place that you feel comfortable sharing, that we've impacted. You know, we have open door that you can come in, sit down and talk. Whether it's not central office, it's an admin, it's somebody that we have in that line of support that has allowed employees to be able to kind of, like you said, not only just blow off some steam, but just say, hey, you know, I need a minute. Can you talk to me? And I think that's a huge piece. A lot of that has, the emphasis on that has changed since COVID, just because, like you said, there's been I don't think we need to go through and hash out everything that's happened since COVID started, especially in our district and in our community. But it has just highlighted the need to, you know, care about our employees with that extra, you know, capital C, capital A, capital R, capital E, in the sense that more so than we ever have. And I think that by doing that, we see what we call a return on our investment. And we've worked really hard and will continue to put an emphasis on that and let our employees know, from, you know, our custodians to our teachers to our administrators, how much we do appreciate them. Because like you mentioned earlier, this is, it's a hard job, but within the last 3 years, that job has been put out for everybody to see, to clap for, to criticize, and everything in between. And so I think it's super important to continue to have these events for our employees and continue to let them know that these supports are always going to be there for them.
You know, it's interesting. Like, I'm a parent of a child in the district, and when we had to do virtual learning for a little bit of time, I think me and millions of other parents suddenly deepened our love and respect for teachers, because we suddenly got to realize exactly what they're trying to do any given day, and on a much smaller scale. Cause you know, I just have my one, I don't have 30 others that I'm trying to manage, or 15 others or whatever. And, you know, so every time I see my child's teacher, which is at least twice a week, I'm thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm throwing brownies her way. I mean, we're doing things, all kinds of things, to try and keep her motivated. What, as a HR director, back to the career fair a little bit, what do you see as an advantage for somebody who maybe they're not necessarily looking for a new job? Maybe they're currently with a district, but they've heard about some of the things we're doing. They're curious about some opportunities that may be here. Do you think the virtual career fair maybe gives a better opportunity for those kind of people? Because in a way, it's a little more discreet, in the sense that you don't have to go somewhere where there's thousands of other people all crammed into an arena and they're elbow to elbow, and you may run into your coworkers or your boss or whomever. What do you think about that?
I have not, you know, when we did this a year ago, I was not on that level of thinking, just because this was something that we knew that we needed to do, and it was based on COVID and we were kind of testing it out. But now we're in this, we're not out of COVID, but we have more flexibility and things have changed where we didn't necessarily have to have a virtual career fair. But the advantages that we saw from the year before and just moving forward, like you mentioned, that it does provide a little bit of, like you said, discretion, that I can pop in a booth and speak to a principal, I can pop out and pop in another, and I can go to every 21 if I want to. And I don't, there's no one that knows that. If that is, and you know, you don't, you can be honest, you can be able to chat and not feel like someone's over your shoulder. And so it does kind of provide some freedom there, I think, to be able to ask the right questions, like we mentioned before, and see if this is, you know, you're leaning one way or other. Let me ask these questions and see if this is potentially a good fit. And not just a good fit, I have been lucky enough, I guess, if you want to say, in my career, that about every 7 years I have moved to a different school or different county and changed a bit in my career. And the growth that happens there has been amazing for me. And not all of my growth was like a job promotion. It's been, you know, I went from one school in Georgia to another school, and then went to an admin position in a completely different district. So a lot of that, those that you're meeting are on the fence. Some of that just deals with the opportunity to be able to not just grow from a professional standpoint, but as far as moving up the ladder, the career ladder, but just being able to experience what another district offers and being able to fine tune your trade per se, and what you bring into a district that you haven't been in allows for that district to grow. Your experiences, your skills allows for the people around you that you work with to grow, as well as our students.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how people have grown. And like you said, there are leadership opportunities that don't necessarily necessitate going down an administrative path. You know, you could be a leader in your classroom. You could be a leader on your hallway. You could be a leader in your content area. There's all kinds of room for growth and for opportunities for just doing better by yourself, you know, or with the team. But So we talked a little bit about the virtual career fair. We're also kind of doing things the old fashioned way too, in person, which was kind of unheard of the last 2 years. So what are we doing for an in-person career fair?
So, basically almost a month from now, in March 26th, that's a Saturday, we'll have an in-person career fair at the Hilton Garden Inn. And this is a new location. We've had it at West Campus at ASU for a bit. We've had it at the Civic Center. And this year we're, the Hilton Garden Inn has graciously allowed us to use their spot, and what better place to have it. You're overlooking the river. You've got all the beautiful downtown of, you know, to the things that it offers. So it is super exciting to just, number one, just to be able to see, just coming to that spot, the things, the advantages that the county has to offer our city, just as far as experiences. And what that also will allow in person is to be able to, you know, it's going to be obviously, like you mentioned before, you're walking around, you're going to see more people. You might even see people from your district. We hope so. Anyway, we hope a lot of people from different districts have will come to our career fair and just ask questions, talk to us, find out what we have to offer, because that is super, super exciting for us. And when we look at from a standpoint for our citizens that might be, you know, from paraprofessional or transportation, there, you know, that career fair provides them an opportunity to talk to different directors and supervisors too. Where people might want to have a career change. And you look at your career change where, you know, you've put in time as an engineer or something on that level, or a nurse, and now you've decided, hey, I want to move my career into a different place, that I have these skills that I think I could share with, you know, the youth people that are going to, that they could take this to the future and better the community that I have, that I'm in, that my children are in, that my grandchildren are going to be in. So we look at this, and I know that sounds way out there. I'm talking like a career fair impacts those kind of things, but that's our forward thinking. That's what we want people to see, that we are not just here to hire teachers or leaders. We're here to hire citizens that want to impact our community, that want to bring the skills to our community, to our students, and just reshape the future. Obviously, that I get super excited about the future and our students. That's my passion, is our students and the growth and being able to impact their lives where we're changing their lives through education. I cannot think of a better job as to teaching a student a skill that they'll have for a lifetime. And then they're going to teach their children that and support the system. And you just have this amazing cycle that's why I get excited about career fairs. I know that sounds crazy and over the top, but I mean, obviously I'm super passionate about our community and our students here. And I want people to feel that. I know we talk about that all the time, that I need to feel it. And I hope people feel that through me and know the excitement that we have about our system and the things we offer and the impact that we are trying to make and we work at every day in our community.
Awesome. 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 So if I had to kind of step back and say, so who are you looking for, Jill? What are some of your key areas where you need people? And what types of people are you looking for? I mean, we talked a little bit about it in terms of people who like to make an impact and people who are self-starters and driven folks, but more so, like, what are some of those key areas where you really, we really have a lot of opportunities for people?
Well, special education is one of our high needs, and that's elementary through high school. We are definitely looking for individuals in that field. Math and science are always high, also in foreign language. We have seen in the last couple of years, ELA, teachers that teach English, it seems they all decided to retire at the same time. So that has kind of tipped back up on our scale when we start looking at high needs. It typically is like ESP, like special ed, math, science, and foreign language, but ELA has kind of tipped that scale a little bit. And obviously early childhood teachers, again, that can kind of be a scale that tipped. For a long time, they were like, no, it's overcrowded. Stop going into early childhood and go into middle school or high school. Well, now those have kind of tipped, and we're seeing our retirees in those fields. So we have gaps in some of those areas too with early childhood. So, do I sum all that up to say we're looking for a person in every field? Yes, but we're looking for the right person. And I know, we've talked about that a little bit, but that person that's obviously qualified and that person that has a lot of want to and just really has a passion for education and changing lives. And I say that a lot because I'm a teacher first, and I know the impact that a teacher has, good and bad. I've seen it, and so we emphasize that right person, that you could have that content, but you also need to have that ability to develop a rapport with students. And, we all have room to grow and learn, so being able to have that mindset that, I always have more to learn. Is always something we're looking for too.
Awesome. Awesome. So we've been talking with Jill Addison, the director of HR for the Daugherty County School System. And she's been telling us a little bit about the landscape here in Daugherty County, what opportunities are out there and ways that you can connect with her and with our administrators so that maybe you can be the next great game changer that we're looking for around here. I think that was our tagline last year, but we'll continue to move it on this year. Jill, is there anything else you want to say? Anything that is on your heart you want to share?
Well, I just, for all of our listeners, I know there's so many listeners out there for our podcast, but this is an amazing place to work. The different levels of support that we talked about, the way that the ability you have to impact lives and work with other professionals that have that same drive and that you work together. I could not describe a better place. And again, I mentioned earlier about being in different school systems and things like that and different experiences. So I'm not paid to say this. You know, I really mean it. And I hope that people feel that when they come into our district, how excited we are to have people join our team and really want to kind of get to work. And I say that meaning there is work to be done. And that reward is so amazing as you work through the work, if that makes sense. And I would love to have the opportunity to, you know, share more or answer questions if anyone had a desire or is sitting on that fence like we talked about, that I would love to engage in that conversation.
Awesome, Jill. Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us a little bit today about some opportunities for people who might be interested in them. And for those who might be interested in the virtual career fair, you can go to the DOCO Schools website to get that information. And there's a special registration page that you can find that will let you kind of go ahead and sign up. And then we'll send you out reminders ahead of time for the event, which is this Saturday, February 5th. Well, no, February, excuse me, not February 5th. When is this Saturday? The 26th. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got behind February 26th. So there's opportunities for that. And if you want to come in person, we'll have that coming down the road. What was the date on that again, Jill?
March 26th.
March 26th. So go ahead and mark your calendars, get ready, get out your resumes and dust off your suits and come on down to the Hilton Garden Inn for that. That's going to be fun. And with that, we'll let Jill get back to work and we appreciate you taking time, Jill.
Thank you, JD.
All right. Have a great day. All right, folks. Well, that's it for today. For those who are interested in the virtual career fair, you can head on over to www.docoschools.org. That's D-O-C-O schools, plural.org. And on our homepage, we'll have a link to the registration page for the virtual career fair. So you can sign up straight from there and meet with some of our administrators, talk over some opportunities, and maybe get yourself an outstanding job in an amazing school district. So if you have any questions, as always, you can always email info@docoschools.org, and we'll be glad to help you out there. All right, have a great day.